You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Fold. Another game to you, Colonel.
Ha! To the winner, the spoil.
Oh, Lady Luck smiles on you today, Colonel. You're amassing a considerable fortune.
A fortune in buttons.
Oh, whatever will you do with them all?
I have little doubt you'll win them back before the afternoon is through. You always do, Countess.
Are you sure you won't raise the stakes? Just for pennies, nothing more?
I made a promise, as you well know.
What, farthings, then?
Is this why you've been letting me win? I may not have your way with numbers, Countess, but I'm no fool. There'll be no gambling under this roof.
Buttons it is, then.
Yes, Hobhouse?
A telegram for the Countess, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Hobhouse.
Who's it from?
Oh, that dreary Swede. Scholz.
Again? He's very persistent.
Oh, he simply won't take no for an answer. I've told him to find someone else to help with his wretched machine, but...
Perhaps no one else can.
Perhaps. But that world is behind me now. I dabble in numbers no longer. Now I play cards. For buttons.
Another game, then. Countess? Ada?
I thought I saw... out there, in the gardens.
You thought you saw what?
You didn't see him.
No, I didn't. There's no one there. He's not there, Ada.
But he was.
You look pale. Why don't you sit down?
I swear, it was him, again. Oh,
I've got you. Hobhouse! Hobhouse!
Sir?
Fetch a doctor.
We're landing.
We are. Nottinghamshire. Newstead Abbey. Now, why do I know that name?
Still 1852?
Of course. You think I'd overlook the time factor.
Not after last time, no.
I never make the same mistake twice, unless it's for effect. There. 1852. 2 days after we left London.
Oh, the coach would have taken 3.
Exactly. Never let it be said that the TARDIS isn't at least 50% more efficient than a coach.
You told me the TARDIS was unpredictable.
Shh, not so loud. She might take offence. You can never predict how unpredictable a TARDIS might be.
We seem to have landed in a hedge.
Oh, yes. Carpinus petulus. You see, I do know what I'm talking about. Sometimes.
Quite what I was expecting.
What were you expecting?
Oh, an abbey would be a start. Sweeping vistas, Capability Brown and all that.
I'd say we've landed in a maze.
Oh, which way then?
Well, topographically speaking, the only rational course is forwards.
I heard you can get out of any maze by keeping to the left.
Yes, so let's keep to the right then.
Or was it the right?
Shame we couldn't bring K-9. He'd have got us out of here in a jiffy. Maybe even a trice. But he needs a full charging if he's to stop running out of power quickly. We'll just have to make do with my unerring sense of direction. And this.
Any signs?
Yes.
Close?
Very.
There.
You saw someone?
Long cloak, beaky nose.
That's the fellow.
It just turned the corner.
Then let's see where he goes. This way.
I thought we were keeping to the right.
Our friend doesn't seem to know that. Stay very still. There it is.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to clear my throat and say hello there. Hello there.
Oh.
Oh.
Hello.
My goodness, you gave me a fright.
I'm awfully sorry. I'm the doctor. This is Anne. We thought you were someone else.
I beg your pardon, sir?
It's the cloak.
You didn't see someone come this way?
In a cloak?
A very long cloak down to the ground. Looks more like it's gliding than walking. You wouldn't forget.
I don't think I should, sir. But I haven't seen anyone like that.
Oh, very odd. It was right ahead of us, wasn't it, Anne?
As close as you are now.
I've not seen anyone. But, well, there has been talk.
Talk? Where?
In the village. They say strangers have been seen, wearing weird masks. Like birds, they said.
That's exactly it. Plague doctors.
What's a plague doctor?
They were travelling physicians in medieval times.
The beaks of their masks were filled with straw and perfumes to purify the air. Ambergris, camphor and laudanum. It was supposed to filter out plague germs. Doesn't work, of course, but at least they died smelling of roses.
You mean the plague has come to Papperwick?
No, it doesn't mean that.
Oh, I don't mean that. I mean something much worse.
Oh, my.
Miss Jacobs? Are you in there?
It's Hobhouse.
Hobhouse?
Miss Jacobs, I heard voices.
Just coming, Mr. Hobhouse. If he catches you here, there'll be trouble.
Oh, good. I like trouble.
Ah, Itty, there you are. What were you doing in the maze?
I...
Ah, Hobhouse. What a charming abbey. Is it yours?
No. Who are these people?
This is the doctor.
The doctor? Oh, I see. Well, I must say you've come quickly. Colonel Wildman will be very grateful.
I aim to please.
I'm Anne, by the way, if anyone's interested.
Hetty, show the doctor and his maid to the drawing room, will you?
Maid?
Certainly, Mr. Hobhouse.
I'll fetch the colonel and her ladyship, if she can be roused.
Follow me, please, sir.
You're making house calls now.
And what a house. I wonder what's wrong with her ladyship.
You're not that sort of doctor, are you? I mean, are you qualified?
Are you qualified to be a maid?
I'm afraid my housekeeping is legendarily poor.
Oh, just act with confidence. It always works for me. Well, mostly. Well, twice.
Thank you for attending with such alacrity. Doctor?
Oh, just doctor.
This is her room.
Colonel?
Ada? Ada, this is the doctor.
Hello, madam.
There's really no need for all this fuss. I'm afraid the Colonel has you here under exaggerated pretenses.
You don't look at all well, you know.
Oh, is that your diagnosis? She's tired, she's pale, the Countess must be unwell.
The Countess?
Yes, the Countess of Lovelace.
You're Ada Lovelace?
You seem surprised.
I am surprised.
Should I know?
Should you know? Should she know? You should, Anne. Ada Lovelace, the Enchantress of Numbers.
Oh, not that epithet, please.
The Countess is one of the most talented mathematicians in England. And not just mathematics, logic. Mathematics for grown-ups.
You're remarkably widely read for a medical man.
I'm a doctor of many things.
I consider myself an analyst. And a metaphysician.
I know you do. I've read your notes on Babbage's engine.
Babbage's engine?
Yes, Babbage's analytical engine. Your notes are remarkable. The world's first computer program.
You understood my notes?
Oh, I got the gist. And do you know that the Countess has invented an entire new discipline?
What would that be then?
Poetical science.
Are you mocking me, sir?
Certainly not. Poetical science is the foundation of a civilized society.
Never a truer word spoken. I'm sorry, I'm not not really fit for polite conversation.
Of course, Ada. We'll leave you to rest.
Exactly what I was about to prescribe. Perhaps I can call on you later.
Please do, Doctor. Good day.
Good day. She needs sleep, deep sleep, and lots of it. She's completely exhausted.
I don't understand. The Countess takes no exertions beyond our occasional card evenings.
Oh, seems rather tame for a child of Byron.
Ah, you know.
Yes.
Yes, the Countess was born Augusta Ada Byron.
Lord Byron, the poet.
Lord Byron, the poet, yes. Also Lord Byron, the maverick, the libertine, the philanderer. What can we do for her?
Well, I need to see her again. In the meantime, rest, relaxation and exercise. Failing that, a couple of aspirin usually does the trick.
Aspirin?
A cold compress, perhaps?
A cold compress?
I'll go and, you know, get one then, I suppose.
Yes, you do that.
This way?
That way, indeed.
Taxus Baccata.
I'm sorry, Doctor?
You. Y-E-W. That is you, isn't it?
Yes, I believe it is.
I've never seen it grow out of doors before. Just a sprig, but, curiouser and curiouser.
What is it?
I do love a maze or a labyrinth. I designed one once for Amenhotep III. By mistake. It was just a doodle, really, but he thought I was a god and one thing led to another, and, hey presto, the legendary labyrinth of Hawara.
Oh, you're joking.
Yes, of course I am. Your maze is made of you, isn't it?
I think so. Would you like a closer look?
I would like a closer look.
Ah, oh, Mr. Hobhouse, I'm lost. Where might I find the kitchen?
You might find it back whence you came. Right and right again.
Right and right again. Right, got it.
Then left, down the stairs and right. Although I'm afraid cook has retired for the day.
Oh, I'm not after food. I need a cold compress for the Countess.
Well, then you require the scullery, not the kitchen.
And where's that?
Straight on, down the stairs, left, right and left again.
Today's just one maze after another.
Perhaps I should escort you myself.
Oh, thank you, Hobhouse.
The scullery, miss. Hetty, what are you doing down here?
My mistress needed some washing done.
But Mrs. Parkhurst does the laundry.
The Countess wanted it done now. So, if you'll excuse me, Mr. Hobhouse, best get on.
Very well. Miss Anne, we'll find you a compress this way.
Did you see what she was washing?
Her lady's night things.
Yeah, but they were muddy, didn't you see? Why would her night clothes be covered in mud? Hetty!
Miss Anne!
The Countess's nightgown looks filthy. How did it get into that state?
I... no idea, miss. Really. I never like to ask.
Never? It's happened before?
I need to get on, miss. Sorry, miss.
Well, Colonel, this really is a wonderful maze. Who designed it?
Oh, I forget. What? I'm glad you approve, anyway. I can't make head nor tail of it. Things seem to get more complicated every time I take a turn round it.
It's a very fine estate, too.
Thank you. 600 acres.
A lot to keep track of. You haven't noticed any of it go missing recently?
Missing?
Yes. You haven't woken up one morning with a nagging suspicion that you were lacking an outhouse, a turret, the orangery that was once your pride and joy.
I have not. Newstead Abbey is as it was when I acquired it. Somewhat improved, in fact.
Of course. Now I remember. Newstead Abbey, Lord Byron's family seat.
Indeed. The estate was in a parlous state when I purchased it from George. Over 30 years ago now.
I'm sure the money came in handy. He had expensive tastes, did young George Gordon.
I was at Harrow with him. I've seen the best and the worst of the man.
Ada's lucky to have a connection to her father and you.
Perhaps. She hated him with a passion for the longest time. Her mother's doing. But just lately, that's changed. She's become interested in him afresh. Obsessed, even.
Obsessed?
I don't wish to prejudice you, but I rather doubt Ada's ailment is physical in nature.
What then?
She's worried she's going mad, like her father.
Byron wasn't mad. Bad, maybe. Dangerous to know, certainly, but mad.
I agree. But Ada's mother would not. She could think of no other explanation for Byron's behaviour than insanity. That is how Ada was raised to think of him.
And what do you think?
Byron was driven, apt to push himself to mental exhaustion. And Ada is the same. I believe her problems are in the mind, not the body.
I wouldn't rule either out, Colonel.
Doctor, are you in there?
Your maid's calling you.
Won't be a moment. Follow me, Colonel. Left, right, right, left again, right, left, left.
Slow down, sir.
Oh, there you are. I thought you'd got lost again.
Lost? I never get lost in the same maze twice. How's life below stairs?
Oh, I've made friends with the butler.
I hope you'll both be very happy. Good work.
And there was one strange thing. Hetty was doing the laundry, and Ada's nightgown was filthy.
Filthy?
mud halfway up the hem.
Curious.
She said she didn't know why, but she was lying. You wouldn't last 5 minutes under interrogation.
There's no need for that. You seem to be getting results with your good cop routine. Colonel!
My, you have a turn of speed. I'm heading back.
We'll be right behind you. Keep an eye on things tonight, would you?
Things?
The house, Hetty and Ada.
Okay. Where will you be?
I have an idea about something. Colonel, do you know where I can lay my hands on a map?
Oh, goodness.
What are you doing out here?
I was, cleaning.
Cleaning a bush?
It was very dusty.
At night, in the rain?
There's no rest for the wicked, miss. Of course, I could ask you the same question.
Oh, I'm here to spy on the Countess.
Spy on the Countess?
That's right. To find out why her nightdress was so muddy.
I see.
But don't let me disturb you. Carry on dusting your bush.
I wasn't really dusting a bush.
I know. Have you seen her?
No, not yet.
Maybe we should check her room.
Please, don't stop what you're doing on my account.
'Tis Lady Lovelace. What brings you to the Papplewick Arms, m'lady?
If you're going to be impertinent, Harold, you might at least be accurate. You may call me Lady King or the Countess of Lovelace. Please do not confuse the two.
I'm very sorry, your ladyship. I meant no disrespect. Now, Ada, are you here to talk down to the common folk or are you here to play cards?
To play cards? But a little of both should make for an entertaining evening.
Your usual chair. That's it.
Who else do we have?
Ted, as usual. Right. George, Charlie, of course. Mm-hmm. And room for one more, if anyone is game.
Why not? Put me down for a place.
Doctor?
Hello, Countess. Fancy meeting you here.
We play five-card cribbage, sir. You'll need a partner.
How about it, Ada?
Very well.
I'll deal.
I've never seen you here before.
I've never been here before. I came here to see you.
How did you know I would be here?
Well, I knew you were abroad last night because of the mud on your nightdress. I guessed you were gambling. A little research suggested this was the likely venue.
And why are you here?
Because these late-night excursions aren't good for a lady's health, especially not yours.
I'm tired. That is all. If I give up the things in life that give me pleasure, I shall be tired and miserable.
King for 10.
Queen for 10. Ada, does gambling for farthings in the village pub give you as much pleasure as pushing forward the frontiers of science?
The two pursuits are not incompatible, Doctor. I once created a mathematical model for placing large bets at horse races and set up a gambling syndicate to prove that it would work.
And did it?
The fact that I was sent to this backwater in disgrace by my husband is all the answer you need. I am thousands of pounds in debt. Or, more accurately, Lord King is thousands of pounds in debt. Sometimes having no identity of my own under English law has its uses.
8 for 18.
What do you think, Ada?
Yes, I approve.
9 for 19. Ada, don't you think you're wasting your talents?
It's not me that chooses to waste them. It's the world. There's no place for a woman in the world of science. I can stand shoulder to shoulder with men in the local alehouse, but the Royal Academy presents a sterner edifice, one I doubt will crumble in my lifetime.
Perhaps not, Ada. Perhaps not.
Well.
Countess? Countess? She's not here. I don't understand. How did she leave?
The window?
The Countess of Lovelace is not the sort of woman who shins down drainpipes. Besides, I would have seen her.
Then there's another way out.
I think after 4 decades of service in this house, I should know.
A secret passage.
Don't be absurd.
Either that or she's hiding under the bed. Let's have a look. Good evening, Countess. All right under there?
Amusing.
Notebooks. Are these hers?
Put those back. They're not for our eyes.
Oh, come on. Just a peek. Wouldn't you like to know what goes on in the heads of your betters?
I would not.
Well, I would. Drawings and numbers. What does it mean?
Let me see. There's someone coming.
Ah, my carriage awaits. Well, the Colonel's phaeton. Thanks for waiting, old horse. Would you like a jelly, baby? Can I offer you a lift back to the Abbey, Countess?
Oh, very well. I can't deny the novelty of that 3-mile hike has long since worn off.
Not a bad result tonight.
6 shillings up. This could be the start of a fruitful partnership. Oh, what on earth?
Careful, old horse. Something spooked her. Look, it's a spook.
You can see him.
I certainly can. Whoa, Cassie.
I thought it was just me.
Have you seen it before, that figure?
It's the same figure that has plagued me these last months. It's the ghost of my father.
Ada, Byron's been dead for decades.
I do know that. But it's him.
Well, that doesn't mean... Oh, he's gone.
He never stays when others are present. Doctor, I thought I was going mad. No one else can ever see him, but you did.
The Colonel said you had a newfound interest in your father. Is this why?
It's the reason I chose Newstead for my exile. To be close to him.
At his former home?
No, at his tomb.
His tomb?
Yes, it's nearby. I go often.
You do? Then it's time I paid my respects as well.
It was. I couldn't see through all this crinoline. Does anyone need that many dresses?
A lady requires varied attire for many occasions. Fortunately, the closets in this room are sufficiently large.
I'm perfect for hiding in.
It was young Miss Hetty. She took the Countess's notebooks.
And where did she go?
That I could not see. She disappeared.
People don't disappear. She walked over to the bed... And then...
Over there and out of sight.
Sounds hollow. There's something behind these bookshelves. Must be a lever or a handle or a push button or... Or a first folio.
Bless my soul.
What did I say? A secret passage.
St. Mary's. Is this the parish church?
In former times, it was part of the estate. Oh, no, this way. There's a family tomb. What's that?
This is a Targan energy reader.
What's its purpose?
Reading Targan energy. Absolutely indispensable if you're looking for traces of Targan energy, that is. Otherwise, it's next to useless. Just a box that makes an unpleasant noise. Irritating, isn't it? Though I'm not sure it's usually quite this... Listen to that.
Is it supposed to rattle?
No, it isn't. Hang on a moment. There. You should get one. I highly recommend them.
Who are you?
These are very peculiar readings I'm getting.
Doctor...
Impossible, even. Amelia. Did you say something, Countess?
Doctor, over there, it's him. It's my father.
So I see.
Come closer, daughter. I cannot see you.
I'm not sure that's wise.
Where are you, Ada? How I longed to see you again.
Can you not see me now?
Come closer. The darkness lies heavy upon me. I cannot see beyond it.
I'm here, Father.
Closer. Closer still. Now listen to me, Ada. Listen. I have a message for you.
1 0 0 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 Ada!
What? Doctor?
We have to leave.
But my father...
He's gone. Seemed in a bit of a hurry.
But why?
I think he was expecting company, and here it is.
What are they?
I don't know, but they aren't friendly.
What's that on their faces? They look like birds. Birdmen.
The plague doctors. Back away slowly.
They're getting closer.
Not that slowly. Back away quickly. Quicker than that. In fact, run for your life.
Hello?
It must be a priest hole. Many great houses have them.
How far do you think it goes?
I have no idea. I'll fetch a candle.
Oh, no need. Never leave home without your sandwiches, your whistle, and your torch.
Torch? But how does it...
Batteries. Oh, never mind, shall we?
Jump in!
Oh!
All right, come on, old girl, giddy up!
They're following!
We'll outrun them, they're fast, but no match for Bernadette here.
Bernadette?
Well, that's what you said her name was.
Oh, they're falling behind. Doctor, my father, did he speak to me? I can't remember what he said.
Oh, this and that. It wasn't up to his usual standard.
You believe it was him?
Well, it certainly looked like him. I'd know that nose anywhere.
You met my father.
Oh, yes, yes. Didn't I mention that? Let's get you home.
Where are we?
The kitchen garden. How could I never have noticed that hidden door before?
I suppose that was the point.
But how does young Hetty know about...
Shh! There, by the fountain, it's her.
She's talking to someone. Perhaps we should try to get a little closer. Oh, you've gone.
But what do you
mean? There you are.
Who's she talking to?
You tell me. Ring any bells?
No. She's giving him Miss Ada's notebooks.
And he's giving her something in return.
Money, I have no doubt. Oh, the shame of it.
Ah, we need to find out who he is.
If he's lodging round here, I don't think that will be too difficult. Do you hear his accent? The man's a foreigner.
And you guessed my means of escape.
I did. The passageway running along the east wing is 6 feet narrower than the rooms on either side of it. Where does it come out, though?
Where doesn't it? There is a whole network of hidden passages within the abbey.
Then it shouldn't be too difficult to get you back unnoticed.
Doctor!
Ah, Colonel?
I thought I had your trust, sir. I thought you had the Countess's best interest at heart.
Believe me, Colonel, I do.
But now I find you've been leading Ada astray. But to the gambling tables.
Well, there are more important things going on here than a little nocturnal gambling. You are aware that Ada has been visited by the spectre of her father.
I'm aware of no such thing. Ada is ill. She sees things.
Doctor,
Well, if it isn't Hobhouse and Anne.
Doctor! Countess!
Sir, I have something to report. Something rather grave.
Not now, Hobhouse!
Ada is not going mad, Colonel. I saw the shade myself at St. Mary's Church.
Where?
St. Mary's, the church. It used to be part of this very estate.
There is no local church of that name.
But there is. Ada and I were just there.
What do you mean? We visited no church.
What? But you directed me there. To the Byron family tomb.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you mean.
This is preposterous. Who are you? You're no doctor. You're a fraud. A charlatan. Lock him up. And his maid.
What?
But sir...
Don't argue, Hobhouse. Lock them in the cellar. And summon the police.
Wait. Look. I have a map. You gave it to me yesterday, remember? There it is. St. Mary's Church. You see?
See what?
Doctor, look.
What is it?
The church. St. Mary's. It's disappeared.
Hobhouse, lock them in the cellar and summon the police.
Wait, look. I have a map. You gave it to me yesterday, remember? There it is. St. Mary's Church. You see?
See what?
Doctor, look.
What is it?
The church. St. Mary's. It's disappeared.
What a selection of rare wines. Well... Look at that, Anne. A 38.
Is that good?
No idea. I very much doubt it.
A bit early for me. I don't drink wine with breakfast.
Well, I'm not sure they're serving breakfast.
Oh, even prisoners get breakfast. They do where I come from, anyway. A cup of tea would be nice.
Tea, yes, yes. We demand tea!
And cake.
And cake! Cake? It's too early for cake, Anne. Nobody eats cake for breakfast. Just the tea will be fine, thank you. Now, that's what I call service.
Countess!
I'm not supposed to be here. The Colonel has sent Hobhouse to fetch the local constable.
Excellent. We'll tell him his local church has vanished. That's something he should investigate, don't you think?
The mystery of the missing St. Mary.
We don't have a church. We've never had a church.
Nonsense. Every village has a church, so where's yours?
I don't...
Don't you think you should have one? Because you did... Until shortly after midnight last night.
Who are you?
That's what you said last night, at the church.
The one that vanished.
I have to go.
I think you'd rather stay, Ada.
Just hear what we have to say.
Our party leaves at 9:45. You have 10 minutes.
Very well. Have you heard of Charles Wheatstone?
No.
Now, that's very strange. You see, Wheatstone invented the electric telegraph, the stereoscope, the Playfair cipher, and the English concertina. Interesting chap, inquisitive mind, much like yourself.
As I said, I have never heard of him.
Very bad at golf, though. Terrible. No one can be good at everything.
We came to London to visit him. He was a friend of the doctor's, you see, but he wasn't there.
And what's more, neither was his house.
Really, 1852?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Smell that. Old oysters. Unmistakable.
It's amazing. It's like walking through the Sunday afternoon cereal. Took a few goes to get here, mind.
I told you the TARDIS was This isn't number 168.
It says 168.
This isn't it. This is a different house.
You must have the wrong number.
I do not have the wrong number.
Then you must have the wrong street.
I do not have the wrong street.
Wrong city?
The address is 168 Bleak Lane, London. This is that address, but it is also the wrong house. What are you doing?
Maybe he's in.
He won't be in. This is not his house.
Hello, is Mr. Wheatstone at home?
There's no one here of that name, miss.
Charles Wheatstone, the scientist?
Can't say I've heard of him, miss. Sorry.
How old is this house?
Beg your pardon, sir?
How old is it?
I couldn't rightly say, sir.
I mean, is it new?
New?
Built in the last, say, 3 weeks.
No, sir. It's been here a lot longer than that. If there's anything...
else? No, thank you. That's all.
No. You look a bit vexed.
A bit vexed? I am very vexed. This is very vexatious. I never forget a house. People disappear all the time. One day they're here, the next they're not. It's easy to lose a person, but houses... houses just don't do that. Never, never.
We looked everywhere for Wheatstone, but it was like he'd never existed. And the more we looked, the less things seemed to make sense.
Pinch me, Anne. I said pinch me. Ow!
Did that work?
No. No, it didn't. The British Association for the Advancement of Science stood right here.
You sure?
It's hard to miss. The most vulgar construction in London. Doric columns, Byzantine domes, Egyptian reliefs. For scholars, they have a rather loose grasp of history. And there's something else.
What?
Excuse me, sir. We are looking for Albemarle Street, Piccadilly.
Sorry, mate. Don't know it. Not round here.
Oh, so sorry to have bothered you. Thank you. You see?
No, I don't.
Someone has stolen Albemarle Street. Well, don't look at me like that.
I'm not looking at you like anything.
Oh, yes, you are. You think my memory is playing tricks. Well, it's not. My memory is perfectly fine. It's this street that's wrong.
Excuse me, sir. Well, he was in a hurry. Pardon me, miss. Miss!
You should get inside.
We're trying to find the British Association for Scientific Advancement.
British Association for the Advancement of Science.
Never heard of it.
Are you sure? It's a really grand building with domes and columns.
I've got to go, and so should you. It's getting dark.
We're not scared of the dark.
Well, you should be. That's when they come out.
They? Who are they?
Them. The strangers. The birdmen.
Birdmen?
Just get inside, both of you.
Well.
Well?
Charles has vanished. Someone has made off with Albemarle Street. And now, birdmen.
Everywhere we looked, people, houses, whole streets had vanished. And before every disappearance, strange bird-like figures had been seen, wearing conical masks like medieval plague doctors.
And so, Ada, we followed them here, to Newstead Abbey.
But how?
With this. Remember this, Countess?
I don't...
You saw it at the church last night, St. Mary's. Remember? Just before it disappeared.
Churches don't disappear. Houses and streets don't disappear. I don't know why you're saying these things.
Because they're true.
I'm not a fool. Don't take me for one.
Countess, the party is gathering outside.
Thank you, Hobhouse. I'll be right with you. We're going to the races. The constable will be here soon, so I don't expect to see either of you again.
But, Countess...
I don't think she believed us.
It is pretty unbelievable.
I didn't even mention Bloomsbury's disappearance. Now, that is unbelievable.
Hobhouse?
Is the constable with you?
No, just me, sir. I've come to get you out of here.
This is very good of you, Hobhouse.
I asked around in the village about the foreigner. I'll show you the house.
That's odd.
What is? The maze?
I'm sure it didn't come as far as that, ha-ha.
Funny.
You could be right, sir. But surely you're not suggesting...
It's grown overnight? Well, let's worry about one thing at a time. We have suspicious foreigners to beard. Come on.
Yes?
Hello.
Can I help you?
Hang on. Just a moment. Say something else.
Who are you?
South African.
Pardon?
No. Dutch. Am I close? No, got it. Swedish. What brings you to these parts?
I fail to see.
No, don't tell me. I've worked it out. You are Edvard Scholz.
But how could you know that?
Oh, it stands to reason. You have the air of a scientist. You're far from home. But you just happen to be staying a few short miles from the greatest mathematical mind of the age. Ergo, you must, beyond all reasonable doubt, be Edvard Scholz. Am I right?
That's still a bit of a leap, Doctor. I'm impressed.
Also, I can see your calculation engine in the corner of the room. It has your name on it. Can I take a look?
What are you doing?
And Edvard Scholz is Charles Babbage's biggest rival. In fact, since Babbage's retirement, Scholz is the only game in town, but still some way off the breakthrough he needs. Am I right?
So you've been paying Hetty to steal Ada's notebooks, to use them for your own invention?
It is her fault. I have written time and again, imploring, begging the Countess of Lovelace to lend me her unique skills. She dismisses me out of hand. It is a crime against science to hoard such knowledge so selfishly.
I don't disagree with you, of course. It's also a crime to go around stealing people's notebooks.
But with the help of these books, I have been making progress. I am on course to create a calculating machine superior to Babbage's, superior to anyone's. Just one of my machines would suffice the needs of the whole world.
Just one. You may be a great inventor, but you're a lousy businessman. It's not finished, then?
No. No, it is not. The notes the girl has supplied were of supreme importance at the start, but recently they have become little more than, what do you say, gibberish. I shall not pay the girl again if it does not improve. She tells me the Countess has been unwell. It is most annoying.
Yes, how very selfish to have fallen ill. Let's see those. Anne, are these the books you saw in Ada's room?
Yeah, just pictures and numbers. Didn't mean anything to me, but then I don't know one end of a computer from the other. It just looks like a doodle to me.
A doodle, a doodle, a doodle? These are block transfer computations.
What?
What are you talking about? I have never heard of this field.
Of course you haven't heard of them. Block transfer mathematics won't be discovered for thousands of years.
Are you quite mad?
How can that be? I know Ada's clever, but she can't be thousands of years ahead of her time.
She's had help.
These books are full of nonsense. They mean nothing. What does this signify, eh? 10110.
I wouldn't read that out if I were you.
All this 010.
Block transfer computations are very precise skill, and besides, last time someone tried it, they conjured up some rather unwelcome. Too late. Too late.
What on earth?
Plague doctors. But so many.
Back away, slowly, or maybe even quickly.
What do they want?
We are here to cure the virus.
Virus? What virus?
The Kimla contagion.
Where are you from? Which year?
1773.
Of course. The block transfer wars. A computer virus caused man's technology to turn against him. It spread halfway across the Earth's empire in a matter of hours. Humanity was almost annihilated.
You are contaminated. You must be cleansed.
I don't like the sound of that.
This is madness. Madness!
Scholz, what are you doing? You can't fight them.
Keep away from my machine, you devils! Keep!
He's gone.
Like Charles Wheatstone, like St. Mary's. It'll be as if he never existed.
We're trapped, Doctor. We can't get to the door.
Doctor, stall here, if I might suggest.
There's a handsome beast, if ever I saw one.
To which beast do you refer, Colonel?
The coal black stallion, Lady Cleverly. 16 hands high, he's an inch. Ach.
Sir Danzig. Sir who? I don't know the name.
The horse, Lady Cleverly, Sir Danzig. 3-1 against. Not bad odds, considering the stable. Better odds yet if one were to place a corresponding bet on the favourite. 52% of the original bet should cover both bases and leave one a slim but guaranteed profit. Worthwhile if the stake were large enough.
Goodness. D Did you just work that out, Countess? In your head?
Oh, of course.
And I'm quite sure her calculations are correct. We shall have to check once the race is over, shan't we?
You aren't going to place the bet beforehand? That is the normal procedure, surely.
I am prohibited from doing so, Lady Cleverly. If not by law, then by my word and the threat of further social ostracism. Isn't that right, Colonel?
Well, I wouldn't exactly. Ah, they're off! Come on, sir! What did you say?
Danzig.
Look at him! Go! Attaboy, Danzig! Dash it, Eddie, you were right, should have followed your advice.
Go, Sir Danzig, go!
What's going on? Something's upset the leaders, but...
It's him.
My God!
Colonel Wildman?
It is. Eddie, you're right. It's him. It's Byron.
You can see him too.
Is he pointing at you, Countess?
He wants me.
It's Byron! Byron is the virus!
Byron the goat!
And what does a virus do? It infects, it replicates, it spreads, it kills!
I don't understand what any of this has to do with the Countess.
She's the key to it all. Ada Lovelace will write the world's first piece of computer code. In history as we know it, Babbage's engine came to nothing. And her genius goes unacknowledged for almost a century.
But this virus has traveled from the future.
It can change history. If Ada fulfills her potential and kickstarts the computer age decades before its time, she will be a pioneer rather than a footnote.
You mean all computer languages in the future will be based upon her code?
Exactly. But if that code were rewritten, what if it were corrupted?
Every computer in the world would carry the virus.
Exactly, and mankind would come down with a very nasty cold.
I'm not following a word of this.
We're talking about the downfall of humanity, Hobhouse. The machines taking over. If you thought the Industrial Revolution was bad, imagine it without any cigar-smoking capitalists at the helm. Just machines, as far as the eye can see, and no Luddites to smash them for you. Is that what you want?
No.
Then get us to that race course. Hurry, man, there's a sovereign in it for you.
Right you are, sir. Yah!
Has it finished?
Finished? No, the first race was only an hour ago.
Then why is everyone leaving?
They're in rather a hurry.
They're running away from something.
Let's hope we're not too late. Come on. Keep close, both of you. Coming through!
Excuse me.
What's everybody running from?
There's the grandstand up ahead. That's where the colonel will be.
What's happening to it?
The grandstand. It's folding in on itself. That's impossible.
It's an infected wound. Oh, they're cauterizing it.
The Countess. They're in there.
No, there. Look, it's the Colonel. Colonel Wildman.
Hobhouse.
Doctor, how did you...
No time for that. Where's Lord Byron?
Is he here?
He vanished. Right about the time those creatures appeared.
The plague doctors. We've got to get away from here now.
We'll never make it back to the entrance. It's too far.
The horses will probably have bolted anyway.
Then where?
What are those buildings there?
The stables.
That'll do. Come on, all of you.
There. That's every door and every window. Stop any of them getting in. Good work, Hobhouse. And you, Hetty.
Thank you, sir.
Keep away from the walls and windows, everyone!
Doctor, how did you know he was here? My father?
I think he's getting desperate. He's running out of time.
Time for what?
Ada, that manifestation is not your father. It's a computer virus.
A what?
A computer program with a life of its own from the future.
In years to come, mankind will use calculating machines for everything. Ada, your notes are the very first time anyone has ever envisaged such a future.
My notes?
Yes. One day there will be a war between the calculating machines and mankind. The humans win, just. But the machines send a message back in time.
Disguised as your father.
To seed a virus, a corruption within your original calculations. So mankind will be vulnerable. Mankind will lose that war.
I've never heard such piffle.
But I'm not important. Babbage is the scientist, not me.
It's your notes on computing that have the potential to change the world, Ada. I've read them. They're revolutionary.
Not a little dangerous.
As Edvard Scheutz could tell you.
If he were still alive.
Scheutz? What has he got to do with this?
Ask Hetty.
Me? Hetty? What? I ain't done nothing.
I regret to say that Miss Hetty...
They're liars.
Hetty, calm yourself.
Hetty, move away from that window. You're too close.
But I didn't do nothing.
Hetty!
Help!
No, Hetty!
She's gone.
Help me. Hop house. We have to block that window.
Oh, Hetty.
Quiet. Quiet, all of you. They found us.
What do they want?
Ada.
And anyone else they think is contaminated.
Which means all of us.
We're surrounded!
The plague doctors. They're coming through.
Quick, in there. That stall there. Come on. All of you. All of you.
Did you see out there?
There were hundreds of them. Hundreds.
We're trapped. There's no way out.
And that door won't hold them for long. Doctor. Doctor, say something.
There could be a way out. Ada?
Yes. What can I do?
Listen to me carefully. Your notebooks are full of block transfer computations. It's a process used to create physical objects through the power of mathematical formulae. It won't be discovered for many thousands of years, but it's in your head right now. And right now, you can create a new reality.
But I can't!
You can, Ada. You can create a doorway. And through that doorway, we can walk out of here.
You can do it, Ada.
It's in your mind. The apparition of your father put it there. You just need to remember.
I'll try.
Now, close your eyes and think of your father. Think of his words. Think of those numbers.
Oh, I can't. There's too much noise.
You need to, Ada. You have to.
I need my notebook.
Try to remember.
There were numbers and pictures like doodles in a square.
On a drawing of a labyrinth or a maze of... Of course, Ada. It's the maze.
What is? What are you talking about?
The maze in the gardens of Newstead Abbey. I could have sworn it was bigger this morning, and it was. Don't you see, Ada? You've been creating it in your sleep, dreaming it into existence.
In my sleep?
Yes. Your mind never rests now. Close your eyes and think of it, Ada. Think of the maze.
The maze. Yes. Yes, I can see it. I can see it now. It's coming.
What? What's happening?
There's something growing out of the wall.
That's it, Ada.
It's a plant. The tendrils of a plant.
A yew tree.
A hedge.
And now we need that doorway, Ada. That's right. Good girl.
What now? I've seen everything. Where does it go?
Ada. Ada, it's time to leave. Ada?
Yes. So I'm here.
We're leaving.
Through a hedge?
Yes. Shall we?
I don't believe it.
It's the maze at the Abbey.
Why did I create this maze in my sleep? What is it?
It's the virus viewed as an atomic structure. It's the very model of the havoc Byron intends to wreak on Earth's future.
Can you remember the way out, back to the house?
Of course I can. It's this way.
No, it's this way.
No, it's that way.
What are they? These birdmen?
They are antivirus software given physical form. In this case...
Medieval physicians.
Exactly. Not the most reassuring image of the medical profession, but that's what they are. I think it's their attempt to blend in.
Blend in? They're about 200 years late for that.
They're not big on history in the 71st century. And 200 years is the blink of an eye when we've travelled 5,000. That's what comes of limited research.
These creatures have regressed in time as well.
They're a temporal expeditionary force sent by humanity to cure the machine's virus. Cheating, I know, but all's fair in love and block transfer wars.
Then why
Why do they want me? Why not this virus? My father?
They do want the virus, but they have a rather gung-ho approach to preventing the spread of the infection.
In other words, erasing anyone or anything he's had contact with.
But if they killed the virus itself, we would be safe.
Precisely. We need to find your father.
And give him over to those creatures.
But how did they get here so quickly?
The same way that we did. Hurry.
Gah, flipping heck.
It's one of those things.
Back the other way.
Another one. We're trapped.
No. No. There's another way.
Ada?
It's me he wants. Go, all of you. Go. Zero, 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 zero.
Ada, no.
The hedge, it's growing.
Stop this, Ada. We'll find another way.
It's growing around her. I can't reach her.
1-1-0-1-0-0-0-1.
Doctor, what's she doing?
Byron wants her. She's saving our lives by sacrificing her own.
Ada, no. You don't need to die.
It's too late for that, isn't it, Doctor?
Doctor?
You don't think my tiredness is simply overwork? I can see it in your eyes. And you talk of my failure to achieve my potential. You know the future, Doctor. I die young, do I not? Even now, the disease that will take me is ravaging my body. I can feel it.
Is this true?
I'm afraid so.
So, go! Now! 1-1-0-0.
Look! There! There's a doorway appearing in that hedge! And beyond that, it's a passageway!
Back to the Abbey.
We can't just leave her here.
We're not going to.
1-0-0-0-0-1-0.
Ada.
You came?
My daughter. The equation is nearly complete. Just a little more time.
No, I will not.
You will. Listen to me, Ada. It is your legacy. Your legacy through the ages.
No!
Only through me can you become what you were destined to be. The enchantress of numbers. The mother of the machine age.
Oh, you're in my head! Stop it!
Listen to me, Ada.
Stop it!
Complete the equation. And the world that rejected you will be gone in an instant. 0-0-1-0-1.
What is happening?
Where have you gone?
Ah, there you are, Byron.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just vibrating the molecules of this yew hedge with my sonic screwdriver.
You are... What?
I'm burning down the maze. Amazing what a little friction can do. Do you mind?
Stop it!
Ah, that's the thing about block transfer computations, isn't it, Byron? They have physical form. They exist. So if I burn it down, I'm erasing it. Ada is forgetting everything you told her. Poor Byron. It's all been for nothing.
I will destroy you. You and your friends!
I don't think so. I'm afraid you won't be destroying me or my friends or the future of mankind.
Doctor, it's them, the birdmen.
The plague doctors are here, and they're open for surgery.
No!
They're everywhere.
Stand well back, Anne. It's not us they want, not now that they have their real quarry.
No! Release me!
Contagion is trained and identified.
Time to go a-roving, I think. Bye-bye, Byron.
Which way?
This way. No, this way.
Release me! Release me!
Virus eradicated. Timeline corrected. Timeline corrected. Timeline corrected.
Three o'clock.
Good to hear St. Mary's again. Why does it feel as though it's been a while?
Sir, can I disturb you, sir?
Of course, Hetty. No idea what I'm doing here, to be honest. Why are we all staring at the rose garden?
I have a fancy you suggested a new feature, sir.
A feature?
I believe you said a maze.
A maze?
Nonsense. What would I want a maze for?
Come, Colonel, let's get back inside. Hetty, what was it you wanted?
You have a letter, ma'am, from the Swedish gentleman.
Oh, Mr. Schuitz. He is persistent, I'll give him that.
Are you sure you won't reconsider? It seems such a waste of your talents, Ada.
I don't know, Colonel. Perhaps. Perhaps I should. While I can.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I have the strangest feeling that...
That... Are you all right, Ada?
Yes, yes. I think someone walked over my grave.
Sir, might I inquire, the blue box just beyond the ha-ha, is that one of your proposed new features?
Blue box? Where? Oh, good Lord. No, never seen the thing before. Did the rest of you just see that?
Well.
Perhaps a fountain, Colonel.
What?
Or a statue. Your new garden feature.
Yes, a statue. Could have one of your father, can't you?
I don't know about that.
George was many things, but modest he was not.
I'm just not sure I want any more reminders of my father.
May I suggest a cherub, sir?
No, no. They give me the willies.
Been listening to Doctor Who, The Fourth Doctor Adventures, The Syndicate Master Plan, The Enchantress of Numbers by Simon Barnard and Paul Morris. The Doctor was played by Tom Baker, Anne Kelso, Jane Slavin, Ada Lovelace, Finty Williams, Colonel Wildman, Andrew Havel, Hetty and Lady Cleverly, Eve Webster, Mr. Hobhouse, Barnaby Edwards, Edvard Scheutz, Lord Byron and Harry, Glenn McCready. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Script editor John Dorney, producer David Richardson, director Nicholas Briggs, executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hague-Ellery. Coming soon from Big Finish Productions, Doctor Who, The Fourth Doctor Adventures, The False Guardian.
How curious. I'm not one to prejudge a planet, but this place, I've got a nagging feeling about it.
Please! Please, don't!
Screams in the undergrowth. Perfect start to the morning.
That way, look, coming towards us, a sandstorm. What do you think's causing it, K-9?
Insufficient data. It's not a sandstorm. It is a Gronon wave front.
I just thought I should warn you. We've picked up two intruders.
Really?
Wandering about in the garden with a robot dog.
Please remain still while we shoot you.
Warning! This unit is fully equipped to defend itself.
Aren't you clever, WBC Kelso? Yes, WBC Kelso, you are terribly clever.
Never ignore the little things, WPC Kelso. Come on, let's see if there's anybody about.
Big Finish. We love stories.